the end of Masechta Sukkah raises the question, if the person wants to continue to eat in the Sukkah after Yotam is over, he likes sitting outside, wants to sit in the Sukkah, is there anything wrong with that? So the issue touches upon the question of Baltosif. The Torah tells us that we're not permitted to add on to mitzvahs. So the Gemara says in Masechas Rosh Hashanah that there are different parts of Baltosif, different types of Baltosif. There's one kind of Baltosif when you add on to the object of the mitzvah itself. So you take five minim and a lulav, that's called Baltosif. Add on a fifth bias to your tefillin, that's called Baltosif. Then the Gemara is a chiddush, that's also considered to be Baltosif if you add on to the zman ha-mitzvah. Let's say if a person says, okay, the Torah says, eat matzah on Pesach, and I'm going to eat matzah as a mitzvah on Shavuos. So if you do it, the Torah's mitzvah, that's also considered to be baltosif, just those suffer in the zman ha-mitzvah. The Gemara says that if a person eats in the sukkah, if the sukkah is, that would also be a problem of baltosif. The other thing is that it's only a problem of baltosif if the person's kavan is lahosif. So a guy eats matzah from the middle of the year. So yesterday, I sat down to each other, I couldn't find the challah rolls. So I went to the closet to go to matzahs. So that's not called Baltosif. It's only called Baltosif. If I would have in mind that a Hindi Mucham Zoom and I'm adding on to the mitzvah Pesach, that would be called Baltosif. So if a person wants to sit in his backyard and sit in his comfortable sukkah one day in the wintertime, so there's nothing wrong with that. That wouldn't be a violation of Baltosif. But the Gemara says that although Min HaTorah that's the case, that it wouldn't be a violation of Baltosif because it's not Kavan LaHosif. But if it's done right after Sukkot, the day, so the Sukkot just ended, and the guy's still sitting in the Sukkot, so even though Min HaTorah it's not Baltosif because he's not being Kavan LaHosif, but it's Nerik Baltosif, it's Mechzik Baltosif. It looks, it specks a little bit like he's adding on to the mitzvah. People are going to see a guy sitting in the Sukkot the day after Sukkot, it doesn't look right. So therefore, the Chacham made a special takana that even though Min HaTorah it's not really called Baltosif, the day following Sukkot, one is not allowed to sit in the sofa, even Shalobit HaRasal Sofa, even without the Kavanah to be Melsif, because it looks like it resembles Bat Yosef. So what is considered to be the day after Sukkot for these purposes? So the Gemara draws a distinction between an Eretz Yisrael versus a Chutz Laretz. In Eretz Yisrael, the day after Sukkot is Shemini Atzeres. As the Torah says, Sukkot Station Shivas Yomim. You have to sit in the Sukkot for a week. So if you sit in the Sukkot on Shemini Atzeres, that's called the Mechzik of Bat Yosef, and that would be also in the Rabbanan, even Shalobit HaRas Mitzvah. Whereas in Chutz Laretz, when the Gemara raises the question at the end of Sukkah, whether those who live in Chutz Laretz have to sit in the Sukkah on Shemini Atzeres, and the Gemara concludes that yes, because the Sveik of the Yom, since we don't know which is the, at least we're making believe, we don't know which is the real day. So what we call Shemini Atzeres in the olden days, at least used to be a suffix, still it was the seventh day of Sukkot. So with the Rabbanan, you're obligated to sit in the Sukkah on Shemini Atzeres. Obviously, sitting in the Sukkot Shemini Atzeres can't be the whole Safa. So what's the whole Safa? So the Gemara says Simchas Torah. If a person sits in the Sukkah on Simchas Torah in Chutz Laretz, that's like sitting in the Sukkah on Shemini Atzeres in Eretz Yisrael. So that's when the Issa Rabbanan would kick in of Nirik Abal Tosis. That's what says in the Gemara in the end of Sukkah. That's what we pass in Shulchan Aruch, that in Eretz Yisrael one is not permitted to sit in the Sukkah in Anshmini Atzeres because of Mechzik Abal Tosif. And in Chutz Laretz one is not permitted to sit in the Sukkah on Simchas Torah because it's Nirik Abal Tosif. Again, this is all assuming that he's not having in mind to be Moisif. If he's having in mind to be Moisif, then it's Abal Tosif Teraisa even the rest of the year. So the question is there any way around this problem? Let's say if a person really wants to sit in the Sukkah, it's more comfortable in the Sukkah. There's a big Kiddush in Shul, they want to make a Kiddush in Simchas Torah. Or they want a lane in the Sukkah, we do that. They want to remember Kriyas HaTorah, that's the brachas in the Sukkah. So is there any way whatsoever to be matir this Issa D'Rabbanan? So the Gemara says, yeah. The Gemara says you can be matir this Issa D'Rabbanan if you do the following. The Gemara says if you remove some of the schach, so that's that indicates that that it doesn't look like a sukkah anymore, even though the sukkah doesn't necessarily become possible. The Gemara doesn't say you take off all the schach, you take off some of the schach, whatever the shear is the Gemara discusses. So you remove some of the schach in such a way that everybody realizes that this is not really a sukkah anymore, this is really just a hut outside. And therefore, the Issa D'Rabbanan of Nirik Abal Tosif wouldn't apply. So when are you going to remove this schach? How are you going to do this? So the Gemara, once again, draws a distinction between Eretz Yisrael versus Chutz Laretz. In Eretz Yisrael, so the problem of Abal Tosif is on Shemini Atzeres. So late in the afternoon today, Shana Rab in the afternoon, if a guy realizes he's going to have a lot of company for supper tonight in Eretz Yisrael, so he wants to make sure that he's going to be able to eat in the sukkah, so he's got more room in the sukkah. So late in the afternoon, right before he goes to Mincha, so he removes off some of the schach, and then he can sit in the sukkah tonight. There's no problem with Nirik Abal Tosif. But the problem is that option is not available for B'nai Chutz Laretz. Because for the B'nai Chutz Laretz, how are they going to remove some of the schach? When are they going to remove some of the schach? They're going to remove the schach today? Hashanah Rab in the afternoon, they're going to start removing the schach. That's not a good idea, because you need the sukkah to be intact for tomorrow. Because the Gemara just passed in the Hilchos HaMeis of Yisvinan. you have to sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres and Chutz La'aretz. So when are you going to remove this chach? Tomorrow?
If you do it today, and
the
sukkah is still kosher.
Yeah, but it wouldn't be right. It's a manav shach. It means if the sukkah is still kosher, so even though the sukkah is not technically possible, but how can you sit in it tomorrow, but there's mitzvah, the rabban, and then turn around and say it's not really a sukkah anymore? So the Gemara says the only option is to remove this chach tomorrow. So the Gemara says, what? To remove this chach tomorrow? There are two problems why you can't take schach off on Yontif. First of all, it's a shalach muktzah. Schach is considered to be muktzah. Number two, it's a more serious problem of soser. It's a problem of demolishing, of taking something apart. According to some posts, maybe the araisi, but of at least the rabbanon of soser. So that's out of the question, the Gemara says. To remove this schach tomorrow in Shmini Atzeres, it's crazy. So now you're in a pickle, because you can't remove the schach on today, because it's too early, because you still want the sukkah to be okay tomorrow. On the other hand, you don't want to remove the schach tomorrow, because you can't remove the schach tomorrow. That would be an issa derabbanan of moving schach on Yontif. So what are you going to do? So the Gemara says, you got to think and think and think, what can you do? The Gemara says, oh, we'll come up with an etzah. You have to bring something inside the sukkah that you would never ever dream of bringing in during the week. I'm not going to touch the schach itself. The schach itself is not an option in Chutz La'aretz, but I'll bring something into the sukkah that would be, quote-unquote, disqualify the sukkah. Something that would not be acceptable during the rest of the week in sukkahs. If I'll do that, so that'll serve the same function as removing some of the schach. So what are you going to bring into the sukkah? So the Gemara says, we can bring into the sukkah something that would never ever be brought into the sukkah during the week. If you bring the nair into the sukkah, you bring a candle into the sukkah. So the Gemara says, what? Candle? Who doesn't bring candles into the sukkah? The Gemara says, depends. If it's a sukkah gedola or a sukkah katana. If it's a tiny sukkah, 7x7 tefachim sukkah, you're going to bring your candle inside. It's going to be dangerous. It's going to burn down the whole sukkah. So you would never do that during the week. So if you want to do that in Shmini Atzeres, you can do that. Just be careful that they have the fire extinguisher available. So the Gemara says, you want to bring your candle into your sukkah katana, that's okay. But what if it's a sukkah gedola, a big sukkah? People bring, a lot of women bench lacht in the sukkah. So how is bringing the candle in on the sukkah starik going to solve the problem? So the Gemara says, no, a better aid, so the Gemara says, is if you're bringing the money michlia, you bring the utensils of food into the sukkah, that's something you would never do during the week. What utensils of food? What are the money michlia? So there's a machlekes and mishanim. So mishanim say, what it means is the dirty utensils of food, it means the dirty dishes. You would never bring in dirty dishes into the sukkah during the week. So if you bring in the dirty dishes on the sukkah Torah, so that's okay. But other mishanim say, it doesn't mean the dirty dishes, it means the pots. You normally a sukkah is supposed to be like a bayis, supposed to be like your home, but it's not supposed to mimic your entire home. There are certain rooms in the home, things that you don't do in the sukkah. It's not a bathroom in the sukkah. It's a makam dira. So makam dira means a place where you eat, a place where you sleep, not a place where you cook. Cooking is a different part of the house. That's the kitchen. Most people don't cook in their dining room. They cook in their kitchen. So if a person would bring in the pot, bring in the cooking utensils into the sukkah, that would be something that would be unheard of during the week of sukkahs. And therefore, if you do that, if you're bringing the pots into the sukkah on Sukkot Torah, that'll solve the problem of making the sukkah quote-unquote possible, making the sukkah not acceptable, and therefore removing any problem of nirik and baltoisim. So that's the idea of technical machlekes and mishanim, of what the money michliya are. Are they dirty dishes, or are they pots? But everybody agrees that bringing in this money michliya, this klei achila, will solve the problem of the sukkah not looking like a sukkah anymore, and therefore it'll be mutter on Sukkot Torah. The question is just, how much does a sukkah not look like a sukkah? Because you brought in the klei achila. And what's so terrible about bringing in klei achila? Let's say you bring in pots, you bring in dirty dishes, you want to make it the modern day equivalent, you bring in a garbage can, you bring in things which are usually not associated with the sukkah. So how bad is that, that it's going to solve the problem of doing that as a pustara? So when the Rif quotes this Gemara, the end of Masechta Sukkah, the Rif adds a word to the Gemara. The Rif says that you have to bring in the dirty dishes, or the pots, dirty pots, clean pots, whatever they are. You have to bring in the klei achila into the sukkah on Simchas Torah. That's the only thing that's going to be mat to you to eat in the sukkah on Simchas Torah. Says the Rif, you know why that works? Because if you would do that during the week, that would possible the sukkah. The sukkah would be possible if you bring in the dirty dishes during the week. So therefore, you would in effect ruin the sukkah. That's a good thing. We want to ruin the sukkah and sukkah's Torah. We don't want there to be a kosher sukkah and sukkah's Torah. So we dafka have to bring in the dirty dishes, which ruins the sukkah, since it would parcel the sukkah during the week, but may it's not considered to be al-safa on sukkah's Torah. So the Rishonim get all excited about that word that the Rif added, the word parcel. The Rif just told us that, although the Gemara says that you're not supposed to bring dirty dishes into the sukkah, you're not supposed to bring garbage cans, you're supposed to bring pots into the sukkah during the week, Gemara never said the sukkah is possible. If you bring it in, the Gemara just says not to do it. So the riff, when Pshat in the Gemara, it must be possible. Because if it's not possible, then how is it going to solve the problem of making the sukkah not look like a sukkah anymore? So you see a tremendous chiddush. It's a humra for the riff. The riff is saying that we could derive from the din of 30 pots and 30 dishes on Sukkot Torah, we could derive from your din that's relevant for the rest of sukkahs. That i.e. on the first 7 days of sukkahs, if a person brings dirty things into the sukkah, not only did he do something wrong, but he was actually possible to sukkah. That's what the riff says. So some Rishonim disagree with the Riff. Some Rishonim say that the Ramban and others say, no, it's not true. It says, first of all, why do you have to apostle the sukkah in order to make it mutter to eat on Simchas Torah? We started out by saying in Eretz Yisrael, they didn't bring in the dirty dishes, they just removed some of the schach on the Shana Rav in the afternoon. How much schach did they remove? Not enough to apostle the sukkah. It was just a small amount of schach. So you see that in order to be matir eating the sukkah after sukkahs, to be matir the yisad the rabban of eating the sukkah on the day after sukkahs, you don't have to parcel the sukkah. You just have to make the sukkah not normal. You have to do something that an average person will walk by and say, "Oh, that guy's got a missing some schach. That guy's got a dirty pot in the sukkah. That guy's got a dirty dish in the sukkah. That's not normal. Why is he doing that? It must be because it's not a sukkah. It's just a camping out hut." So as long as you created a hekker, you created a recognizable symbol that this is not regular sukkah anymore, that's enough to overcome this issa derabbanan. Again, minat Torah, there's no issa at all. It's minat Torah, you're allowed to sit in the sukkah the day after sukkah, so as long as you don't have in mind the shei mitzvah, as long as it's not being done with Torah's Baal Tosif. So since the whole problem is only with derabbanan, that it looks bad, so we can get around, we can circumvent the looking bad by making it look good. So you're bringing bad things, that makes the sukkah look bad, which makes it look good. It wouldn't be a problem of nirik Baal Tosif. So again, the riffs used a very, very harsh, very strong lashon that the sukkah is possible. Another Rishonim say, possible, not possible. It just means that it's not normal, and therefore if it's not normal, therefore it wouldn't be a problem of nirik Baal Tosif. So this machlokes, the riff and the Ramban, this machlokes that Rishonim becomes now much more important for us. Forget about the sukkah's Torah problem. Becomes much more important for us during the week of sukkahs. Halach l'mais, if people bring inappropriate things into the sukkah, is that acceptable or not? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Chayyadim, who was Machmer the Shaila, who thought that it would be not appropriate to recite a bracha of Elisha B'sukkah if there are dirty things in the sukkah. If you have pots in the sukkah, if you have dirty dishes in the sukkah, you have all kind of stuff that's filthy in the sukkah. So the Chayyadim says he doesn't think you should make a bracha on that. So the Mishnah Berurah claims that he doesn't think that most of the Rishonim hold that way. He thinks that a lot of the Rishonim disagree with the Riff, Ramban and others who say that's not true. There is never was such a din. The whole raya from the Gemara about Sukkot Torah is Nishkin raya. The meager din, we could probably rely on the other Rishonim who say that a sukkah that has dirty things in it is still kosher. It wasn't right that you brought the dirty things in, but in the end, the sukkah is still kosher. So the Mishnah Berurah concludes by saying yach b'lachat chila. But a person should try to be mach b'lachat chila. What does that mean? If you have two sukkahs in front of you, one is a nice, clean, normal sukkah, and the other one's got filthy pots sitting in it, so it's more appropriate to go into the cleaner sukkah, because there's one day in the Mishnah, the Das HaRif, that the sukkah with the dirty dishes in it would be possible. But me'ikam ikra din, the Mishnah Berurah's mekel, that against the chayyadah, that you could probably sit in such a sukkah, and you could probably make a bracha leishiv sukkah as well. So this becomes a very, very common shayla during the week of sukkahs, a lot of the chalamoy trips. Our resident expert on chalamoy trips can testify that very often when you have these like sukkahs in Six Flags and Hershey Park, they become quite dirty. People, they're mamish filthy. People leave stuff all over the place. So one can argue that according to the Riff, the sukkah becomes puzzle if it's possible in the Rabbanon because it's not being treated properly. So we don't usually pass it away. We usually assume against the Riff. We assume that the sukkah is still kosher. That mikra didn't work. It still make a bracha. If you can clean it up, not time. But usually these kinds of places, not even practical. We were in New York City. Sukkah was also not on this grand scale of Six Flags, but it was quite a mess in the sukkah by the end of the day there. So I think the minhag ha'olam is to be a little bit more makel than this. So in Ochanami, I threw out my garbage. Not only because of me, though, so you should throw out your own garbage. But when my kids finished eating, so I picked up the garbage and threw it outside. Also, because of the sukkah, that you're not supposed to leave garbage in the sukkah. So we usually use this eitzah that the Gemara says on the chutzlach, the Simchas Torah, when we want to eat in the sukkah. So even though we don't want a little to eat in the sukkah, but we want to use the sukkah. We want to use the sukkah for laning. So in our shul, one of the Kriyas HaTorahs is always in the sukkah. So the question is, do you even have to make such a heker? I'm not going to sit in the sukkah. I'm not going to sleep in the sukkah. I'm going to lay in the sukkah. I'm going to talk in the sukkah. So is that considered to be a necessity to make a heker or not? I'm not sure. So our meaning is that we do. We make a heker even just for laning, and we usually put something into the sukkah. The question is, what do we put into the sukkah? That's the question. So we could theoretically put a dirty pot in there. Okay, that's one option. So usually what the minig is that you put in a garbage can. You put a garbage can into the sukkah, so that's considered to be a heker, since you would never have a garbage can in the sukkah the rest of the week. But I'm always a little bit weary about that, the heter of putting in a garbage can, for the following reason. That, is it really also to put a garbage can in the sukkah during the week of sukkahs? Is that really true? So I think that maybe one can distinguish between different kinds of garbage cans. So the whole reason why you don't put garbage cans into the sukkah is because only things that are part of the dira, things that are normal, clean parts of dira, belong in the sukkah. In the bathroom, you don't go to the bathroom in the sukkah. You don't bring dirty dishes into the sukkah. Only things of normal dira go into the sukkah. So the HVH, it's not brisket, everything, different kinds of garbage cans. So we're not going to have to go bring in an outside, filthy, smelly, green garbage can and put it into my dining room. So everyone would go nuts. No one would ever do that during the year. So then to do that on Sukkot would be inappropriate. That would be bizarre to the Sukkot. But a little clean kitchen garbage can. So that's such a bizarre to bring into the dining room. Forget, a lot of people who eat in the kitchen all week long. They only eat in the dining room on Shabbos. So nobody goes nuts and says, what? You're sitting in a place where there's a garbage can here? So, as much as a garbage can. So our garbage cans, one could argue, house garbage cans, and not such a shtach, not such a bizayin to the sukkah. So maybe that's going to work against us on Simchas Torah. Because the whole idea is that on Simchas Torah we have to make a heker, we have to make it recognizable that it's not a sukkah anymore. No one should think that we're violating Baal Tosef. So if you put in something that Mikra Din is really mudder to put into the sukkah, what do you marviach? What do you gain? So we still want to be melamed tzchus on the minhag of Orat Torah for a few reasons. So first of all, I'm not so sure that when you're going into the sukkah, not even to eat, I'm just going into to lain, that who says you need a hekka for that? I don't know, I'm not sure that's included in that issa that I bought in the first place. And number two, one could argue that even though Me'ikra Din, it's probably mutter to put in these garbage cans, but Lamaisa, I don't. Lamaisa, we're machma. We never put in the garbage can into the sukkah, even though probably Me'ikra Din, kitchen garbage can, one could argue would be mutter. So if Lamaisa, we never do, so then maybe you could argue that's enough to be a hacker. So I don't know, a few possible to none of them. So we could either start the new minhag and bring in an old, dirty green garbage can. I don't think my wife is going to like that minhag too much, and we'll still stay away from that. But we'll rely on the fact that there's enough of a hacker. The garbage can is a shtickle hacker, and combined with the fact we're not even sure that we need a hacker under these circumstances, some of that should be okay. But the whole sugya in the Gemara about making a hacker to make sure that it shouldn't look like Baal Tosef, that only begins on the day after you're not supposed to be sitting in the sukkah. The day that you're supposed to be in the sukkah, so then what's there to discuss? So when is that day? So we'll get an Eretz Yisrael, the last day of the sukkah, of course, is today, is Hashanah Rabbah. And in Chutzlar, so the last day of the sukkah would be Midrabanan, includes tomorrow Shmini Atzeres. So on Shmini Atzeres itself, there's nothing to worry about. You don't have to stop putting garbage cans in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. You shouldn't put garbage cans in on Shmini Atzeres. You don't want to make it, what do you need a heker for? Midrabanan, you're supposed to sit in the sukkah. Nevertheless, Taisus writes in the second Sukkah Chiddush, Taisus writes that even on Shmini Atzeres, Chazal were concerned the less that look a little bit like Baal Tosef. It looks like a little bit like you're adding on to the mitzvah. So Taisus writes that the only reason why Chazal permitted you to eat in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, required you to eat in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, the only reason why they insisted on doing that was because they felt that there was a little bit of a, doesn't really look like Baal Tosef, doesn't look terrible like Baal Tosef. Why doesn't it look like Baal Tosef? So Taisus writes, because it's nice outside, it's nice and warm outside. So people eat in the backyard also once in a while. Once in a while we'll eat on the deck without a Sukkah there. So the fact that a person is eating outside doesn't look like such a Baal Tosef. So therefore, Shmini Atzeres, they said that, listen, since Midrabanan, we're requiring you to eat in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, and we're a little bit concerned about Baal Tosef. No, it doesn't look like Baal Tosef, because it's sukkah, so Areval of Tosef, right? It's, sometimes it's nice weather outside, so people eat in the sukkah, even eat outside, even in a cooler fall day. But Chopanim Taisus is talking about within the chiyuv of sitting in the sukkah. The original, the realist, the Rabban of Nirik of Baal Tosef is primarily talking about after sukkah is over, either on Shmini Atzeres in Eretz Yisrael or on Simchas Torah in Chutz Laaretz. The Pesach can point out that this Issa D'Rabbanan of Nira Kemaisif only applies on the day immediately after the Chiv is over. Let's say, like last year, we had Shabbos Brachos, was 2 days after Shmini Atzeres, so you had Shmini Atzeres was Thursday, so it was Friday, and now Shabbos, you want to make a Kiddush, Shabbos Brachos, you want to make it into the Sukkah. So the Pesach can point out, that's okay, that was never included in the Issa D'Rabbanan. Then we fall back on the regular Kolom are, as long as I'm not having in mind to be Maisif, it's okay. If I'm Mamish going to the Sukkah to be Maisif Allah Mitzvah, that's also in the Torah all the time, but I'm only going in because I don't have enough room in the Sukkah, so I don't have enough room in the house, and then the Issa D'Rabbanan wouldn't apply, and then there would be no need to put the garbage can in. So the whole concept of the garbage can, whether it works or doesn't work, is only for us and Chutz La'aretz as a Chutz La'aretz.
Is that why it would be better not to sleep in the Sukkah tonight?
Oh, so that's what some say. That's what some Rishonim say, that you don't sleep in the Sukkah Shmini Atzeres for that reason. Some Rishonim say, because the whole reason why Tosfos said Chazal were able to be matir is because Sukkah Sarevel of people sometimes eat outdoors. Most of us don't sleep outdoors. So some Rishonim said, it's dafka better not to sleep in the Sukkah tonight. That was the machlokes of Rishonim. The minhag is like those Rishonim. Mishnah Berurah writes that the Olam is noyeg to sleep indoors in Shmini Atzeres. Even though the Mishnah Berurah is talking to the people who sleep in the Sukkah the rest of the week. Mishnah Berurah says, even those who don't rely on any coolers during the rest of the week, there are other coolers for some people, but even those who don't rely on any of the coolers during the week, and they do with the Ikra Dinis to sleep in the Sukkah, Shmini Atzeres, Mishnah Berurah says that, Kidekach already, we can rely on those Rishonim will say that maybe it's not as dead, Chutz, it's cold, whatever. So you're not Machuiv to sleep in the Sukkah, Shmini Atzeres, basically that's all right. Okay. I guess it's not ready for Rav.